If you were watching the State of the State address last week, as we were, you noticed that the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, I believe pointed out, certainly saw her on camera, the Public Works Commissioner from Macomb County, our former Congresswoman, Candace Miller. She's on the line with us right now. Candace, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Paul. I was a bit surprised when the governor did that. But anyway.
Well, you know, I'm sure I'm not the only one that was thinking it, watching that, thinking, you know, a lot of us thought maybe that on this evening, Candace Miller would be up there at the podium, not in the audience, because that was the speculation when you left Congress. Oh, she's going to run for governor. Do you ever have any second thoughts about that, even last Tuesday, sitting there watching the governor give her State of the State?
No, I didn't have any plans to run for governor and when I left the Congress. And to tell you the truth, I'll tell you a funny story. We're sitting on the floor. Mark Bernstein is sitting almost next to me, who could have been the Democratic nominee for governor. And then Mark Hackle was there also, right with us, who could have also been the Democratic nominee. And the three of us looked at each other and said, well, there's a lot of happy faces sitting right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, she has to figure out how to fix the darn roads.
Yeah, no doubt. That's the billion-dollar question. How do you fix the roads in Michigan? You know a little something about that as the Public Works Commissioner in Macomb County, because your roads are as bad as ours, if not worse.
Oh, they're much worse, I think, than St. Clair County, really. Macomb, I mean, where the heavy population is. Macomb, Oakland, Wayne. I'm just thinking, driving around here with this weather changing the way it is, these roads are about to explode again, probably in another 6 weeks or so. And wow, everyone's going to go, you know, what's going on here? What can we do? And, the governor has a challenge because, of course, she's facing divided government. So both the Senate and the House are controlled by the Republicans, who also have said that they want to fix the roads. I think everybody understands that means investment. Investment's another word for, you know, more money somehow. And we'll see what they come out with. They have to come to a compromise, a consensus of some type, because something has to happen with these roads. And I say that because I honestly believe that the road to a really good economy is on a road that's paved properly, because throughout history, the economics has always followed the transportation grid. And we just can't let these roads deteriorate the way that we must invest in infrastructure, not just the roads, what's above the ground, but also underground as well. That's going to be the next crisis, and I'm dealing with it every day down here.
No doubt. So where does the money come from? And maybe is it incumbent on the federal government to step up and help us out a little bit?
Yes, the federal government, and this is just my theory, based on just my gut feeling, Paul. I think once they're through with this whole border wall issue, and that's a whole other debate, but once this thing is passed a bit here now, I think that the president, this administration, and Nancy Pelosi and the Senate are going to start looking very seriously at a national reauthorization of our transportation bill. And because it's something that they all agree on, I mean, even in the Senate, Mitch McConnell's wife is the Secretary of Transportation. Pelosi has talked about infrastructure, and obviously that was a marquee issue for President Trump. So I just sort of feel here, and just talking to some of my colleagues in Congress, this might be the next thing up, which would be long overdue. In every way, our roads, our bridges, our airports, our transmission, our energy grids, we have got to invest in infrastructure as a nation. And I think all the parties understand that. Now, what they get to and what the final result will be very interesting to watch. But I do think there's a political will there amongst them. So I actually feel quite optimistic that the national government will, federal government will step in. You know, one thing I will say about the state, a lot of people in our areas don't understand this, but back in 1951, they passed something called the PA 51, Public Act 51, and at that time, it was based on the road miles. Mm-hmm. Like if you're in the Upper Peninsula, this is how they disperse all of the gas taxes and everything in the state. If you're in the Upper Peninsula and you have a road that's two lane, you know, for 20 miles, you get X amount of dollars for 20 miles. Well, if you're in you know, Macomb County with yeah. M-59, which is however many lanes that is now.
Right. Yeah.
You get the same exact amount of money for the 20 miles. So it's not done per lane of miles. And as a result of that, the heavy population areas in the state have just been getting hammered for years, and it shows.
Yeah, it needs to be a little bit more equitable because you're right. A two-lane road in the UP does not get the same kind of use and abuse that an eight-lane highway in Macomb County does.
Absolutely. But then again, if you look at the makeup of the legislature, many of those, particularly in the leadership in both the House and the Senate, I'm not saying anything derogatory about this, but it is what it is. They're from outstate.
Yeah.
There's nobody there from Southeast Michigan, really.
Yeah.
So they don't, you know, once you give a dog a bone, try taking it away.
Yeah, literally, I've tried. It doesn't work. Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned that the federal government may very well take up infrastructure next because there is some consensus and agreement. Wouldn't that be refreshing to see an issue where there is some give and take, some healthy debate, and then an agreement reached? We sure didn't see that with the border funding and the government shutdown. I just wonder, as a former member of Congress, what was it like watching all that unfold?
I obviously I have my opinion about border security. I was the vice chair of the Homeland Security, but regardless of that, watching that shutdown and watching the way this thing has gone on has been very distressing for me, as well as I think most of America. And, you know, the two sides sort of digging in their heels, and look, I get that, I understand that, but on the really big issues of the day, I mean, besides border security, look, we have got to do something about some of the major issues facing us, whether that's Social Security, National Defense Reauthorization, transportation, some of these huge issues. And the only way you're going to get to the end of the goalpost here is by having some sort of compromise, and people have to talk to one another. And I really think that the country is sort of getting fed up with the thing.
Yeah,
there's a limit to all of this. I know I always say the Congress sort of is a reflection of the country. We are a polarized country. Let's just say it.
Sure.
But still, I think in the middle, where Michigan always is, right? We're sort of in the middle,
right?
Watching the two coasts fight it out, sort of.
Yeah.
I think we're saying, look, you know, we're trying to live here, and you know, somehow you have got to get together on these issues. So, yeah, I had a number of my former colleagues, you know, were texting back and forth during the shutdown. I had one of them say, "Don't you just miss it?" I said, yeah, man, like a toothache.
Yeah. All those trips back and forth to D.C. and all that wrangling. Yeah, I'm sure you miss the colleagues, but the angst that goes with it, I wouldn't miss it a bit.
No, I was there for 14 years, and it was my great honor and privilege to serve, and that's true. That's who you miss. I mean, to tell you the truth, not even those in Washington, but just, I mean, like you, I used to do your show all the time. And I told you before we went on the air, so good to hear your voice. And, you know, I run into Jeff Baum, or I run into different people that I dealt with and worked with all the time. And we say, oh, yeah, remember when this happened, when that happened? And, you know, that's the things that I really miss, I have to tell you the truth.
Well, you're our neighbor there in Macomb County, and I know St. Clair and Macomb are doing a lot of things together, a lot of synergy between the counties. So
keep
those roads running smooth, and we'll come down and visit.
Yeah, that would really be great. Yes, Mark Hackle and Jeff Baum are very good friends, politically, personally. And so, yes, they have all kinds of things that the two counties are doing together, and we should.
Absolutely.
Really. I mean, I won't say we're all one county, but I mean, we're right in this region. We have such similar interests, whether it's the water, whether it's the infrastructure, whether it's, you know, so many issues. So, there's great things going on there between the two counties, that's for sure.
No, it's a great time in this region. We're pretty excited to watch it. And so anytime, Ken, it's been far too long since we've talked. We'll do it again real soon. How about that?
Okay, great.
All right. You have a great day.
Right.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.